Qatar, November 20, 2022 FIFA World Cup safe? The FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 will be a tournament like no other. It will be connected, green and personalized to your individual preferences. It will be the first time the world's biggest football tournament is held in the Middle East and the first FIFA World Cup trademark where stadiums are so closely linked that fans can easily attend two matches in a single day. None of the FIFA World Cup trademark stadiums in Qatar will be more than an hour's travel time from any other. This will mean that fans can cheer on their favorite team in Al Janoub Stadium, south of Doha, in the afternoon, and be soaking up the atmosphere in Al Bayt Stadium, Al Khair City in northern Qatar on the very same evening. This is the first FIFA World Cup of its kind, the first in our beautiful country and region. We want to use the power of football to open the door to a world of amazing experiences. His Excellency Mr. Hassan Al-Thawadi, Secretary General of the Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy, SC, March 2022 fans will travel to matches via metro, car, rail, bike, or even water taxi, using advanced transport systems that will help to make this the greenest FIFA World Cup trademark ever. All accommodation, from budget options to luxurious hotels, will also be within easy reach of tournament venues. The FIFA trademark World Cup Qatar 2022 will be an event that gives football fans convenience and complete choice, allowing them to create their own experiences. Qatar's preparations. Qatar was awarded the right to host the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 trademark on December 2, 2010. Soon after, in 2011, the state of Qatar established the Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy, SC, to deliver the required infrastructure, planning, and operations for Qatar to host the historic FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 trademark, accelerating progress towards the national development goals and creating a lasting legacy for Qatar, the Middle East, Asia, and the world. The stadiums, non-competition venues, and other infrastructure the SC and our stakeholders are delivering will facilitate a compact and connected FIFA World Cup trademark with sustainability and accessibility at its heart. After the tournament, the stadiums and surrounding precincts will become vibrant hubs of community life, an integral part of the legacy we are building. Working closely with the FIFA Club World Cup Qatar 2022 Trademark Local Organizing Committee, LOC, the SC will coordinate the necessary planning and operations for the tournament. Fans arriving from around the world will experience a secure, human-centered tournament that both celebrates and exemplifies the hospitality for which Qatar and the region are known. Following the launch of the World Cup Qatar 2022 trademark volunteer program, the SC has been working tirelessly to recruit 20,000 volunteers, who will help across areas from health and safety to medical and language services, in addition to a host of other roles. The volunteer program aims to create a smooth experience for fans coming from every corner of the world. Finally, the SC harnesses the power of football to stimulate human, social, economic, and environmental development through programs including Generation Amazing, encouraging corporate social responsibility, Challenge 22, supporting regional innovators, and workers' welfare, ensuring the safety and security of workers on our projects, and initiatives such as community engagement and USOR Institute, career development. Workers' welfare as a key legacy area for the SC, the 2022 FIFA World Cup trademark will be a catalyst for continued progress across workers' welfare and labor reform. The SC is working with the government of Qatar to ensure that the country raises the bar in the treatment and accommodation of employees. The SC's workers' welfare program ensures safe and healthy working and living conditions for all workers involved in FIFA World Cup trademark-related projects. Standards. The SC's workers' welfare standards are a set of legally enforceable contractual obligations that the SC uses to protect the rights of workers and hold contractors to account. These are enforced through a comprehensive four-tier auditing system involving monthly self-audits by contractors, ad hoc audits by the SC and its independent third-party auditor, and inspections by Qatar's Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs. Transparency: sharing what the SC learns is key to delivering on the promise that the FIFA trademark World Cup Qatar 2022 will act as a catalyst for enhanced, sustainable and meaningful progress on workers' welfare across Qatar. As such, both the SC and its independent external monitor, Impact Ltd., publish annual reports outlining the progress being made and challenges being tackled. Consultation: the SC remains committed to open and transparent dialogue with external organizations offering constructive support. Recent workers' welfare initiatives include the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with Building and Wood Workers International, BWI, a leading global trade union, to allow joint site inspections of stadium sites, and testing a range of innovative cooling technology products that help ensure a safer and more comfortable working environment for workers. Source: gco.gov.qa. In a nutshell, asterisk, the Qatar Emiri Air Force, QEAF, is responsible for air security during the World Cup in such event of potential terrorist attack. Asterisk: in the past 12 years in preparation for this global event, the World Cup, Qatar has upgraded and updated its defenses and acquired state-of-the-art military equipment. Asterisk: Qatar purchased from Base Systems 24 Eurofighter Typhoons, 9 Hawk MK-167 planes, and 6 NH-90 helicopters from Leonardo. All communications equipment is provided by France-based Thales. Asterisk: the Qatar law enforcement agencies have, according to reports, over 23,000 security personnel for the World Cup. Asterisk: Qatar's National Security Center and includes sensors, drones, and video surveillance. Asterisk: Qatar purchased cutting-edge ships with radars and monitoring capabilities. The Qatar Navy bought 4 Al-Zubarah-class corvettes, and 2 offshore patrol boats from Fincantieri in Italy.